Our next question comes from Lauren, and she wants to talk about prophecy. She said that her Bible study has been going through 1 Thessalonians, and I was assigned to chapter 5. I talked about how we are to take comfort as believers and learn what God says about prophecy so that we can have comfort. Throughout the night, a couple of people were quite adverse to the discussion and said that we shouldn't focus on the end times as believers and not worry about when Jesus is coming. I felt discouraged as I felt excited to share what I learned in this chapter. My question is, how do we discuss prophecy with our small groups and fellow believers without feeling mocked all the time?
Yeah, how sad, first of all, that your small group would mock you for standing on the word. Let me just say, again, look, I give you kind of an assignment. Go and look up how many times in the Gospels that Jesus said, watch, watch, for you don't know when the Son of Man is coming. Be watching, be watching. Now, if we're not to be watching for the coming of Jesus Christ, why did he tell us over and over and over, be watching, you don't know when he's coming? And that relates directly to prophecy, because prophecy tells us he's coming back. We need to be ready. Jesus said you should know the signs of the times, which is why we named this show Signs of the Times. As a matter of fact, the Lord rebuked those of his day. He said, you can discern the sky whether or not it's going to rain. He said, but you don't know the signs of the times. And his point was, the first coming of the Messiah is upon you. I am standing in front of you right now, and you don't even get it. Why? Because you're not looking prophetically at what's going on. You're not understanding the signs of the times, and he rebuked that generation for that. Listen, I would say to those in your small group, and I don't mean to be overly harsh here, but I would say to those in your small group that are telling you that, they are some of those that Jesus Christ would rebuke today and say, basically, shame on you for not only believing and watching yourself, but shame on you for giving someone else a hard time because they're watching, because I rebuked those in the first coming for not watching, and I've told my followers over and over to watch, to be ready. And so the fact that someone would tell you you shouldn't be doing that just shows they don't understand the Lord, they don't understand his word, they don't understand the purpose of prophecy. As a matter of fact, in Revelation 19:10, the angel said to John, for the testimony of Jesus is the spirit of prophecy. In other words, if you want to talk about the testimony of the Lord, you've got to talk about prophecy. That's what it's about. So anyone that's doing that is not understanding what the Bible says and what Jesus said about prophecy, rebuking his generation, and that same rebuke would go for our generation who would turn away from that and not pay attention to it. I would add this as well, and that is, scholars say that anywhere from 1/4 even to as much as 1/3 of the Bible is prophecy. So if 1/4 to 1/3 of the Bible is prophecy, and someone says we don't need to be paying attention to prophecy, here's what they're saying. Let me put that in a different translation for you. There is 1/4 to 1/3 of the Bible that you need to ignore. There is 1/4 and 1/3 of the Bible that you need to pay no attention to. There is 1/4 and 1/3 of the Bible that doesn't apply to believers today, and if you bring it up in our group, we're going to make fun of you. That shows how wrong they are. So I want to encourage you, stand firm. Don't be shaken by those who are doubting the word of God and doubting him. You need all of the Bible. You need all of prophecy. And let me sum this up by saying this. You know, Jesus said he was the word. Well, through the word he said that. In John chapter 1, it says, in the beginning was the word. The word was with God, and the word was God. Now, if the word is God, that means that 1/4 to 1/3 of prophecy is Jesus, because he said it was him. Now, knowing that, if this is Jesus written on paper, and I'm not getting weird, I know that Jesus is not paper and ink, I get that, but if it represents him through the writing of his word, let me ask you this, how much of Jesus do you want to leave out of your life? How much of Jesus do you not want to have? I want Jesus from head to toe. Jesus, the Bible tells us, he's Genesis, he's Exodus, he's Leviticus, he's the Psalms, he's the Gospels, he's all the way through to Revelation. That's who he is. Take 1/3 of that out. Take even only 1/4 of that out. Whatever the proper scholarly approach on that is, you're missing 1/4 of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he is the Word. So that means you've got a Jesus that has no arms, a Jesus that has no legs, a Jesus that is missing. Just fill in the blank. Look, he is fully encompassed in the Word of God. We need all of him. He said, you better be believing in me. You need to be looking. Matter of fact, he said, when you see these signs that I'm telling you about in the last days, look up, your redemption draws nigh. Those were prophetic signs. If we're not looking at prophecy, we're not going to see those signs. We won't be looking up, and we won't be ready for his return. And although he'll still come and get us, how ashamed will we be saying, Lord, you know what? I wasn't looking because my small group said that I was wrong for doing that. Now, I'm not saying you're doing that with your small group because you're obviously asking the question, wanting to make a stand. But the bottom line is, forget what your small group says. You stand firm and continue to share the word of God. Look, if they don't want to hear it and they say, we don't want to hear it in our small group, then stop sharing with them. The Bible says not to throw pearls to swine. And I'm not name calling. I'm just saying that we're not supposed to. The principle is, don't waste the precious pearls of God's word for those who aren't going to believe it. But don't be intimidated from sharing it to those you should be sharing it with. If your small group won't hear it, share it with everyone else. Get a radio station, get a show and call it Signs of the Times, and share prophecy in the word of God, because it changes lives and it's that important.